You can't have a character in a movie go, this is what I stand for. That's a kind of a dumb way to make a movie, in my opinion, my humble opinion. The way that I think you should make a movie is present them with choices and see which one they pick. With the density of this book, no matter how hard you try, there's no way you're not going to disappoint some people in the fact that you have to make some type of edits. You have to choose what story you're going to tell, and you have to stand by it once you've done it.
Shot a scene with between Henry Reardon and Dagny. It's one of those scenes that has a lot of storylines in it, but essentially, in my opinion, it's primarily a scene about a relationship that's developing. Impassioned people seem to be drawn to each other if they share that kind of, you know, drive and ethics. Henry Reardon, he's incredibly intelligent, he's incredibly decisive, exceptional businessman, self-directed, doesn't really need input, advice, support, doesn't need to cry on anybody's shoulder. He's almost that Randian perfect man. You know, probably the only thing that holds him back from her idea of his full evolution is guilt. You know, he has a sense of responsibility to those around him, or at least he deigns to carry them. So there is a conflict there. He's not complete. You know, he can't just drive forward in his passion and be at one with that. Will people who love Ayn Rand love the way I do Reardon? Maybe. People are always going to look different to how they look in your head when you read the novel. They just are. So, you know, it's really none of my business. You know, my business is to tell the story as well as I possibly can.
And you know what? Hate us or love us, all I'll tell you this is, I got the right Reardon. Absolutely.
It's difficult at times to know what to pull out, what to keep in, you know, how to play things, because a novel's always going to have so much more density to it than a film. I mean, in a film, you got to try and pick 2 hours, say 2.5 hours. What's the story you're going to tell? And you've got to cut, you've got to cull.
Well, first off, you have to pare down what's important. You have to get rid of the fat, and you have to decide what storylines are relevant to the script. And since I'm only doing part one I'm doing 127 pages, that's all I'm doing, it's part one. This is really the setup of the book. You know, I think that whenever it comes to Ayn Rand's material, I think that, a movie that doesn't get made in 53 years, either people don't know what the story is that they're going to tell, and there's a battle on that, or there's just, you know, it's a control issue, or, you know, because these characters are so iconic, you know, that... people are afraid. I mean, there's a real intimidation with this movie because what if it's not smart, or what if it's not with big stars, or what if there's no great action sequence, or what if there's, it's like, well, you know what? Really, essentially, this movie isn't about that. If something comes across my desk, a script or something that I want to be involved in, and I saw this and I thought, God, there's no way I could possibly prepare for, you know, they just released the other director. They're 10 days before they're starting to shoot principal photography. The script isn't the kind of shape that I'd like to shoot. It needs a lot of work. And somebody else is going to take on this incredible pedigree of a book. They're going to shoot the script that I don't think works. They're going to cast people I don't think should be cast in it. And I could have jumped in and said, you know what, stop. What's this movie really about? Is it about metal? Is it about railroads? Is it about oil tycoons? Is it about monopolies? Is it about entrepreneurship? I don't think it is. This movie represents what's best in all people.
Background and action!
I'm figuring things out as I'm shooting this. I think John Galt is sort of like all the great embodiments of all the great characters that she's written about, the Rourkes and the Ellis Wyatts and the Henry Reardons. I thought he was the greatest of all of those, like sort of an enigmatic man that's why in this movie you never see his face. That's why I chose that, and the producers didn't know that until 5 days before the end of shooting.
She's gonna throw this drink in his face.
But what I like the most about, particularly this book, is the individual. the responsibility of the individual, that you are responsible for your own life. You're responsible for your own decisions, and there's no sense of entitlement through, even if you're married or if you're brothers of a wealthy, successful man, he doesn't owe you shit. Take responsibility. Make sure that whatever you do, you own it. Own it. But this book, these people, this character, this philosophy, it's all about individuality.